afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of March 31st, 2019 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody who is attending this telecom. I will be very essential on commenting the first quarter results, and then I will expand, clarify what are the indications of what we are going to do, because this is crucial, and we have expressed in a very synthetic way the idea of working on our business model, but I want this to be made in this call and, of course, in any future, in all future opportunities, made very clear by myself and by my colleagues, such as our CFO, Ruggero Gambini, and our investor related. The numbers, the result. First quarter was certainly disappointing in terms of result. I assume that you had an opportunity of having a look at the paper which we circulated. In any case, just to summarize the key data, we have a reduction in revenues, EBITDA, and the result. The reduction vis-à-vis last year, and certainly below what we were expecting, is due to three components, out of which one is structural, the other two are more, let me say, expression of timing, so contingent. Now, the numbers. Without including the proceeds from a new middle long-term agreement, which we concluded in the first quarter with the Spanish operator regarding Fumigant, our biofumigant, in excluding this, the reduction in sales of our products and services is 6 million, going down from 42.2 to 36.2. At the EBITDA level, the difference is 2.8, from 4.5 to 1.7. Net result is about half, from 1.3 to 0.7. This is at the level of net result, including the contribution of this middle long-term agreement, which amounts to 2.5 million euro, which, as you know, goes vertically down from sales down to pre-tax. Why that? Why this reduction? The first, which is not contingent, but which is structured, is due to the elimination from the market of a product which is not a product belonging to Isagro, chlorotoluene, but important for a formulation, a mixture between chlorothalonil and tetrachloroethylene. On top of this, and this refers to Europe, mainly Italy, but Europe, and this is this covers 60% of the reduction, excluding the mid-long-term agreement. So out of the six, 3.7 are due to Europe. Mostly for that. There is also a contingent component, which is a matter of stock, but this is less important. It's not important because it's something which presumably should be recovered during the remaining 9 months. As you know, our business primarily largely B2B. B2B, you have an impact of the timing, which is very high. Of course, the higher the number of the months, the lower the impact, obviously. The first quarter is exposed to this. But the portion of, say, around 3 million are structural. When we go to Asia, which means India, mainly India, where this is not so important now, considering that the season, sales season starts in April, so it is not so important. Americas also. It's a copper in U.S., which is going well, by the way. So I would say that by and large, half the gap is structural, half the gap is non-structural, so recoverable during the year. At the level of revenues, at the level of EBITDA, as I said before, it is more or less in the same relation. Financially, the first quarter is affected in terms of accounting, not in terms of reality, by the new accounting principle, which dictates that long-term agreements in terms of licensing or similar, which are rents, which are items of payment due because of long-term contracts, have to be capitalized, have to be represented as a debt, consequently increasing the net financial position. I put aside my comment on this because it is useless. I have a personal remark, but doesn't matter. This explains about 5 million euros. So if you compare March 31st, 19 versus 12 months ago, March 18, you have an increase of 8 million, out of which 5 is what I just mentioned. 3 million are networking capital, but it's an operational margin, not so relevant. Compared to the end of last year, this is again something which every year happens. The focus of the attention in cash at year end is usually higher. Let me correct it. There is a concentration of efforts to which is really also, by the way, a seasonal effect, because very often we put as a term for payment of a sales, we put by the end of the year. So last quarter usually is a collection year. Okay. Having said that, and having also cleared that the perspective we report are not what, unfortunately, a number of newspapers reported today, at least in the Italian press, saying that Isagro confirmed to reach 200 million euro turnover in 19. This is absolutely not what we have put in the press release and in the document which was circulated. This is a mistake of someone is evidently is taken and reported in the most newspapers. That's why I'm going to correct it. We are going to correct it. It's a press release, but it is a mistake. In reality, we think that this year we expect now to be aligned with last year. While we were hoping something more, but the structural reasons are such that we can't expect an increase as of now. In terms of sales, in terms of turnover, whilst we don't change the objective in the middle of to reach the 200 million. This is what we said. But let me now tell you what we had yesterday in the board, again, repeated, and what we are going to do. We have already declared in the past that the historical business model based on developing, or at least co-developing, as it has been for the last product, our discoveries in new molecules is not sustainable anymore. We have declared that. The reason is not complicated. The reason is our size. Of course, if someone says, but you discovered now that your size is the limit, the answer is no. We have tried to cope with by having co-development, but that's not enough any longer. What 20 years ago was an investment of around 20 million euros to develop a molecule is now 10 times more. We don't have the possibility of financing such an investment. But even assuming that we would somehow have the financial capability, the key point is that against that investment, our penalty of selling, getting for sales a unit margin, which is only the component of manufacturing supply and not the component of distributor, because exception made for
ladies and gentlemen, please hold the line. The conference will resume shortly. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold the line. The conference will resume shortly. Thank you. Zahile, please go ahead.
Okay, I don't know where the disconnection took place, but I was commenting our uncompetitive position in terms of value extraction. The reasons are two. Not having distribution, we sell less than what an integrated distributor, all being equal, sells. In addition, we get half margin because we don't make the distribution margin. If you put together the two things, simplifying, we get one-fourth of what an integrated distributor makes out of his own discovery. You say, but you discovered it now. No, But if your investment is limited and you make one force, and with one force you have a good return on your investment, you can stand that. But once the investment becomes big and your return is one force, then it becomes unsustainable. Not to mention that even for the last one, which is proceeding successfully, we have concentrated all our investment capabilities and capacity into one project, which by definition is a very risky investment. Consequently, one, we shall not invest any longer in developing our discoveries regarding chemical molecules. Two, we realize that by divesting single molecules, chemical molecules, to parties who can extract higher value than our present value of the future flows is something which would give us important financial resources to be invested where we can play the game, namely biosolutions. So, not only we shall not invest any longer, but we are prepared and we shall act accordingly to generate financial resources from the existing chemicals other than copper, because copper is an inorganic chemical, is a product of a different nature, and in any case where we have a co-leadership position in the world, and in addition is the single molecule more compatible with the biosolution process. So we shall keep investing in copper, we shall allocate as many resources as we are able to generate into the new biosolution. This will be speeding up, accelerated what we have declared as a strategic guideline in the past communication. But the news which I'm now indicating is that we have decided to speed up the process, catching opportunities of extracting now the prospective value for us of a single product. I wanted this to be made clear because the future of Isagro has to be the future of a company operating in the biosolution with an important position, which coupled with copper, which would make ourselves an important player in that area. Adding to this, keeping discovering molecules, chemical molecules, keeping discovery, but under agreements with certain parties, so that we can generate prospectively revenues via royalties, and to maintain the culture which identifies us as a company which has something which not everybody of our size has. Okay, that's what I wanted to convey as a message, and very happy to answer questions, if any.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone with a question may press star and one at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any questions, please press star and one on your phone. Mr. Basile, there are no questions registered this time. I'll turn the floor back
thank
to you,
you
for
thank
your
thank everybody for having participated. Let me interpret the lack of question as a reasonably clear representation of what we are determined to do. Thanks a lot.